Paula's Bowl, for Irwin, and in memory of Paula Schneider, my mother-in-law. The higgle of packets, purple-lidded canisters of pasta, pumpkin seeds, oat cakes, and the tiger-faced biscuit tin on our larder's lowest shelf are queened by the large bowl Paula made. With its not quite symmetric sides, a patterning of leafiness on earth brown and bright yellow trunks, its cousin to bowls in Matisse paintings, carries the kiss of Picasso and our daily bread. If Paula had seen the muddle around it, she who brought imagination and practicality to every shelf, wall and cranny of her house in Stamford Hill, she'd have bubbled with ideas for transforming the larder and our home, built the extension we'd half envisaged but shied away from. What she couldn't mould was her own life. The bowl goes deep, but not deep enough to hold everything she lost. Her art school place under Kokoschka. In 1919, life in Vienna was as insecure as skating on thin ice. The portfolio of paintings she once showed to her children, orange women with arms flung out, meadows glorious with flowers and grasses, her home, her parents and sister when she fled from Hitler to England. The spacious bowl, its mazurka leaves, insect dot blossom, tell the joy she felt as a potter. But as I gaze at the cool of the varnished interior, it remains silent as sealed lips, doesn't whisper a word of her sharp disappointment that little of her work sold. In our house, terracotta children in bell skirts are dancing round a maypole. Blue florets speckle the long white dress of a figure sitting on the ground. Candle holders flower on her head, hands, outstretched feet. A finger-thin dog sniffs at a mottled triangular plate. Here she's still alive, but every time I take bread from her bowl, I remember what was given, what was snatched out of her reach.